Okay, I'm joined today by Nova Rockefeller, one of the people that are going to be on Violent J's solo tour. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, I got to know, how did you feel when you were asked to join Violent J's solo charity tour to help raise funds for St. John's Children's Hospital?
I was mad excited. I've been a fan for years, and I had such a good time at the gathering. I was, like, really hoping we'd do something like this. Because I learned that juggalos really know how to party.
Awesome. That they do. That they do. Is there anything that you're most looking forward to on this tour?
My last tour was, like, no fucking joke. We went all the way through Canada in, like, 10 days and across the state. So I didn't have any time to really hang out and connect with any of the fans everywhere. And this one, the drives are only, like, a few hours. So I'm looking forward to, like, getting into town early, like, you know, putting up a Facebook post and, like, meeting everyone beforehand, like, doing the laser tag, like, just trying to get as much face time as possible with, you know, anybody who wants to hang. So...
Awesome. I've heard that you're really into laser tag, and there is a lot of that around the areas, so you're going to love it here in the States.
I know. I'm going to make everyone so upset because I'm so good at it.
What did you think about working on the charity single, Sick Kids?
I mean, okay, I found it really hard because I really only pull from my personal experiences, and I'm lucky enough to not have had any experience with, you know, sick kids in the family or anything like that. So I'm coming down off like a crazy, I get like hospitalized every year because of asthma. So I was coming off like a crazy asthma attack that lasted basically a month that ended up with like me in the emergency room at like 5 a.m. and getting all these crazy needles and all this stuff. So I kind of like channeled that a little bit. Into kind of a third person story of like kids dealing with illness in his family. But it was so hard for me. I trashed my verse like 3 times before like Jay finally texted me and was like, are you gonna do this song or not? And I was like, I'm trying. And then I sent him like a shitty audio recording and he's like, no, that's great. What are you talking about? So I struggled a lot because normally rap is like this fun outlet for me. You know, I really love to just like talk about ridiculous fun things, like just say jokes. Like, I'm very rarely serious at all, you know? So it was hard, but I got through it and I killed it.
Yes, from what I've heard, it is definitely fresh. Okay, is there anything like we can look forward to from you? Any CDs, albums, anything coming up?
I just put out my EP, Nova, Testosterone Presents Nova, and it's probably the best thing that I'll ever do in my whole life. I love it. So I'm just working on a music video for that, and then also I direct things on the side. So I'm just doing like a ton of videos for people I love right now, and also myself. So right after this tour, I come back into like just shoot after shoot after shoot.
Awesome. Juggalos, go out and pick that up. Is there anybody you want to give shout outs to out there?
Nah, fuck them all.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time. And once again, thank you from all the Juggalos for being on this tour and helping out the patients and children of the St. John's Children's Hospital of Illinois. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, man.